Finding Jesus' Love Leading Deborah. Let's begin our study in Judges 4 with the story of our sister Deborah. We learn about her at a time when the people of Israel were being punished for their idolatry. Oppressed by the Canaanites, they cried out to the Lord for deliverance. In His mercy, the Lord answered their prayer by speaking to them through Deborah, a woman renowned for her wisdom. In her role as a prophetess, she delivered God's message to Barak, a military leader. She told him that it was time to gather his army together because God would be with him as he fought his enemies. Although it wasn't customary for women to go into battle, Barak refused to go to war unless Deborah accompanied him, which she agreed to do, though she warned him that the glory for his upcoming victory would not fall to him, but rather to a woman, Jael. God's rout of the Canaanites that day ended with the death of Sisera, a mighty leader who died on the floor of a woman's tent with a peg through his skull. Think of it. Sisera, a man who had tormented Israel for 20 years, was destroyed by a homemaker. Judges 5 records the song of victory that Deborah and Barak sang on that day. Now, if Jesus was right, we should be able to see his story, the gospel, in these events. So, where is he? Jesus before Bethlehem. How should we think about the story of Deborah, Barak, Sisera, and his executioner Jael? First, it is the true history of real people who fought an actual battle. That is its first and most obvious use. It tells us something that actually happened. It is history. But this story also functioned as a great national victory in David's mind, so he referenced it in one of his psalms. Then, hundreds of years later, Paul, the one who had been taught by Jesus how to read his nation's history, picked up on David's words and surprisingly applied them to Jesus' death and resurrection. What caused Paul to make these connections between Deborah, David, and Jesus? The Holy Spirit had opened his eyes to see the gospel in Israel's stories. So Paul declared that it was actually Jesus who routed Sisera's armies that day, and that his victory prefigured Christ's ultimate victory over our enemies, death, sin, and Satan. Prophetic words that point us to Christ. Deborah's prophecy that God would destroy Israel's enemies included this encouragement: "Does not the Lord go out before you?" I too am comforted to know that it is Jesus who goes out before us. He is the forerunner, the first one who walked through death and opened the door into life for us to follow. He is the founder and perfecter of our faith. He is the one who promised to be with us, to never leave us or forsake us.